Welcome to Chord vs. Cryptid. I'm your ringmaster, Kiki, the queen of everything. If this is your first time here, this is a bonus episode where we pit our co-host and resident professional wrestler, Chord, against a cryptid we've already talked about on the main show. For this battle, we have our guest GM, Logan Vo, aka Big Boots of the TTRPG podcast, Lost Legends, Tales of Thurn. He will be playing the infamous Iowan cryptid, the 113-year-old menace from the mines, the Van Meter Visitor. If you're not familiar with this cryptid, you can listen to episode 48 of Mission Spooky, where Logan was also our guest. Now, gentlemen, is there anything you'd like to say to each other before the mayhem begins?
All right, Chord, Mr. Barbarian Boy, what's your promo? Let's cut a promo on the Van Meter Visitor here.
I got something I want to say to the visitor before we start. You're 118 years old now. Not only does that make you old hat, it makes that number about half of my bench press, less than, I would say. And I gotta say, you're a little bit out of your weight class, flying around with those big wings. If you're flying over me, that makes you a lightweight, and I'm a heavyweight. So I'ma catch you out of that sky, and I'ma put you in the ground where you belong, little man.
Would you like to hear the Van Meter Visitor's promo?
Absolutely.
Tell us a little bit about your character, Chord.
So, pretty straightforward. I'm rolling a barbarian because it fits my wrestling persona the best.
Okay.
I'm big and angry and I like to throw things. I took the background athlete because it lets you be a wrestler.
True.
My wrestling gimmick, for those who don't know, probably most people listening to this, is a dickhead jock weightlifter. So,
okay. Fantastic. So we're using 5th edition here. So this takes place in modern day, Mr. Chord. Can I call you Mr. Chord?
No.
Oh, okay. All right. Senor Chord. So you are a professional wrestler. This is post-COVID. This is the fantasy world we want to live in. You just got done wrestling a shot in Clive, Iowa, just outside Des Moines for Pro Wrestling Revolver. Your professional wrestling career is taking off, but unfortunately, you don't know when to turn the character off, so you are just constantly in character.
Yeah, of course.
You make a pit stop in this small little hamlet of a town called Van Meter, Iowa. You stop in the small town, you hit up the only gas station in town. It's pretty barren. The town has roughly 400 to 600 people. It's not very big.
Important question. What kind of snackage is at the gas station?
No hot food available. You walk in... It's a chain you've never heard before. It's something like, it's like worse than Come and Go. It's like Suck and Pump.
Is it also a sex shop?
If you know the right knock, you might still get a little action in the back.
Okay, so it looks like a garbage food. Gotcha.
Yeah, so you're getting like maybe some Doritos or something. So you walk into this convenience store, just one teller at the front. You can kind of peruse around if you want.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to get a water because boys got to hydrate. I'll find that water.
Okay.
And then some random snacks. You know, I should probably gas up because it's a long drive back to Pennsylvania.
Yeah, the promoter, they didn't fly you out. This is just kind of like, you know, a one shot.
We indie boys know how it works. We got to drive.
Yeah, exactly. So you grab your snacks. The teller is checking you out. It's just a middle-aged guy, bald up top. And he's just like, all right, here's your total. And you kind of walk out. Nothing really interesting happens inside. But as you make your way back to your vehicle, you sense something on the back of your neck. I want you to roll perception.
Roll perception. Oh, man. Almost all of my skills are in the negatives. What are you doing? I rolled an 8.
Okay. You get a chill in the back of your neck, and you feel something's kind of off. The temperature of the air, it's kind of just a nice, cooler, late summer night, and all of a sudden it gets really cold.
Okay.
As you make your way back to the vehicle, you notice the power goes out in the town.
That's concerning.
Yes. What do you do?
I guess I'm going to try and get the hell out of here because...
As you go to start your car, you notice a bright light on a small building across the street. It's the only light you see in town. Granted, no building in town is over 2 stories. And you're kind of like a small business district. Like, here's the gas station. Then there's like a general store next to it. Then across the way is like an old dentist office. And on top of the dentist office is where you see the bright light.
Oh, since I'm already perceiving it, I'll do an investigation unless I'm blinded.
No, yeah, you can do investigation.
Give me that 16, baby.
Ooh, all right. Like, you really take a nice look at it. You notice it's moving and you see a silhouette of a creature, not human-like. You think you see wings on the silhouette.
Oh, gross.
Like large wings. Like this is a big old beefy boy. Not beefy, but it's a tall boy.
Yeah. Well, I haven't ever seen anything that big. Maybe knowledge nature?
Oh, okay. All right. Let's see if Cord's got the juice.
I don't think in character I have any cryptid knowledge, but maybe I'm wrong because I rolled a 17.
In the deep recesses of your mind, you know what a pterodactyl is?
Sure.
Cord's kind of a dummy, but he know dinosaur. He liked dinosaur.
Yeah, dinosaurs are fun. I know what dinosaurs look like.
And like you were kind of overcome with a feeling of curiosity.
Okay.
And then suddenly you see the light jump onto the roof next to it. Very gracefully.
Since I am charmed by my curiosity of this thing, I guess I'm going to follow it in my car.
You don't have to be in your car. It's like literally just across the street and just kind of hops to the next roof. So right. Like if you drove in your car, it'd be like a 5-foot drive.
Okay, I'll hop out then.
You make your way and you notice the light is just kind of looking around and then suddenly it stops and looks directly onto you and shines its light onto you.
I'm getting a lot of like fire in the sky vibes. Shouldn't get out of this car, but I'm going to get out of this car real quick.
I really want to see what's up. Yeah.
Okay. I will shield my eyes from this light because it's specifically bright, I believe.
Actually, really quick, he's going to do a roll. Okay, never mind. He was trying to intimidate you, but you don't feel intimidated at all. You're still pretty hyped up from your wrestling match. And you feel like it let out this kind of like subtle low growl at you. Like it was trying to like warn you to back off, but you are not fazed by that at all.
I don't think I've ever been intimidated. I've wrestled bigger.
Are you still going to kind of stand your ground? Are you going to walk a little closer to it? What are you going to do here? It just tried to intimidate you and it failed.
I think I'm going to get closer to it.
Okay. Do you want to try roll intimidation at it, maybe?
I would love to.
Okay.
Oh, I'm good at that one. I rolled a 13.
Not quite there. It's definitely a little surprised you're not intimidated, and the fact that you try to intimidate it. You notice this creature, the light goes out. You see the silhouette in the moonlight. You're still kind of blinded, but you notice it goes from the roof onto the city block that you're on. It's roughly 20 feet away from you. You notice there's no one in town. The town is very quiet, almost as if maybe you stepped into another dimension. It's just you and this creature. This town is barren.
Interesting.
It stands fully erect, roughly 8 feet tall from your estimation. It spreads its wings, a huge wingspan of roughly 10 to 12, 13 feet long, and it tries to intimidate you again.
Yeah, that's a little bit more intimidating, I think.
I want you to roll a con save.
Con save. I rolled an at one.
Okay.
Good start.
You feel a warmness in your pants.
Oh, no. My singlet.
Is Cord in a singlet? Is he just in trunks?
I always have a singlet.
Okay, perfect.
My singlet's very special to me.
Yeah, you notice your pants are wet. You are pretty scared. This thing steps a little closer to you. Roll initiative.
I rolled a 17.
Okay, you're going to go first. So this thing has stepped up to you. It's done a pretty good job of scaring you. So I'm going to say in this first attack, you have disadvantage if you whatever you want to do here.
Yeah, I get that. How far away is it?
About 20 feet. So you could definitely get to him if you run and still get attack.
My character has a great axe on him. I will whip out the axe from my car.
Roll attack with disadvantage.
Disadvantage. Oh my god, no! I rolled a nat 1 and a nat 20.
Oh no. So you swing at this thing and it just like very gently sidesteps you and your axe is kind of buried into the asphalt and it just kind of looks at you kind of confused like he was expecting a more difficult fight.
Oh jeez.
All right, his turn. He's going to look you right in the eye and he's just going to beak attack you. That's a nat 20. I'm not fucking around. Holy shit.
Oh jeez.
Holy shit. Oh god, you took some damage here, Cord. You take 24 points of damage.
Oh my god.
And it has multi-attack, so it's gonna attack again. All right, that's a 4.
Whew.
Plus 5, 9. So I don't think 9's gonna hit your AC.
No.
It buries its beak into your shoulder, and it hurt big. It's a big old hurt. You're bleeding a little bit. The second one comes down, and you manage to just kind of like, with your forearm, just kind of punch away the face of it. Just, you know, doing a nice little parry with your forearm there.
Okay.
Your turn.
Well, it's hit me now.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't like that. I don't like that it hit me. Some would say that that would piss me off. So, it's time to rage.
Hell yeah. That's a bonus action.
So, that means I get two attacks because I have extra attacks.
Nice. Okay.
I'm going to swing at it because it's an ass.
Are you
going to
reckless attack at all? Because your barbarian has reckless, right?
No, because I don't want to give him advantage.
Okay, fair enough.
I swing for 16 to hit.
All right, that just makes it. All right, so go ahead and roll your damage on the first attack.
That is a 9 plus 6, so that's 15. Swoosh.
All right, and your second attack?
And my second attack goes as a 22.
Holy shit. Yeah, that'll definitely hit.
Yeah, buddy. Here we go. 16 damage.
Okay.
Swoosh, swoosh.
All right, he's hurting a little bit. You bring your axe up, you hit him once, it sticks right into his small little body, and you bring it up again, and you hit it nearly the exact same spot again. He's a little mad for sure. His turn, he's going to try to fly back. So what's nice about him with flyby, he doesn't provoke opportunity attacks. So he's going to try to fly up in the air about 15 feet, and then he's going to hit you with a beam of light in the eyes. So you roll a con save.
That's a better con save than last time. We got 23.
Okay. Yeah, you definitely make it. You are not blinded. You kept your cool shades on, and you managed to look away at the last second. The light has no effect on you. Your turn.
Is there any way I could get up that 15 feet in the air?
You notice there is like a light pole relatively close to you if you want to try to scale that and make a jump at him, or you could try to scale the building.
I want to get on him. I want to do that light pole thing.
Okay. That's actually a move called go get him with a EM. Go get him.
Get him.
Get him.
Okay.
Roll athletics to make it up the pole.
I am good at that. I rolled a 12.
You make it up there, maybe not quite as gracefully as you hope, but you make it up, and you have, I'll say you have another action, no problem if you want to, because that's a movement.
I don't do turnbuckles, so we're up pretty high for me. I'm going to jump on his back, man. I want to jump on him. I want to pin his wings. Crash landing, baby.
All right, I love it. Let's do acrobatics. If you hit that, then we'll do an attack.
Oh, I rolled a 2.
Oh. All right.
Plan failed.
All right. You go to jump. Your foot slips a little bit and you just kind of fall short. But you land on your feet. You manage to kind of do a barrel roll in the air and land on your feet. Okay. Not super graceful, but I'm not going to make you take any fall damage, though.
Yeah, that would suck.
His turn. He's going to try to blind you again. So roll another con save.
20.
Okay, yeah, that definitely makes it. Yeah, again, your cool Bret Hart sunglasses reflect the light, no problem.
The wraparounds, baby.
Yes. You're starting to feel a little more confident, like, you know, this playing more defensive. He's kind of being a little bitch boy. You're getting there. So your turn now. He used his turn just to kind of blind you, and it failed.
So if he's in the air, I just missed. I'm not going to try that again. I'm going to whip out a hand axe, and I'm going to whip it at him.
Okay. Go and roll a range attack.
Take this. I rolled a 9.
You throw the axe and it just goes into the window of the dentistry.
Oops.
Definitely need to make an insurance claim after that.
Not if I leave town quick enough. Okay.
You want to do anything else in your turn? Or that was your attack. You can move if you want.
I think I'm going to reposition pretty much directly beneath him if I'm not already.
Okay. Sure.
I want him to make it uncomfortable to crane his neck down.
Okay, good plan.
I don't want him to stay up there. I want him to come get me.
He takes the bait. You position right underneath him. Maybe you give a little taunt to, like, you know, like you're, you know, he's being a little bitch boy. You want to go back to hand.
Yeah, I flex.
The Vamir Visitor obliges. He comes back down and he's just going to try to swoop at you with his little talon claws.
Yeah, come get some.
Jesus. That's not good. 11 total. I don't think that's going to hit your AC.
Nope.
He swoops down, misses you, and he kind of just, he lands behind you about 10 feet behind you. He's no longer flying in the air.
Sweet.
Your turn.
Okay. So I'm going to run up and do a full attack. I have 10 feet, so I would get an attack, an extra attack, and apparently I have Path of the Berserker, so Frenzy lets me take a third attack.
What's the bonus action you're taking?
Frenzy.
Okay, go ahead and make the attack. So you get three attacks total?
Yes, great axe.
Go ahead and roll all three at once there.
I rolled a 13.
It's a miss.
I rolled 17 because I have advantage.
Okay, that'll hit.
And I rolled a 16.
That one will also hit. So two of the three hit. Go ahead and roll your damage. Don't forget to add the plus two because you're rage.
First one is 15. The second one is 7. Swing, swing.
Ooh. You go into your rage. He's kind of off foot a little bit because he swooped down and missed and had to land and turn around quick. You, with your huge gray axe, you swing. You miss the first one because you're just a little overeager, but you manage to grab it with the other hand and you come down onto its wing. You hit it really good. You put a big old gash in the wing. And with the other hand that you switch weapons again, or switch hands again with the weapon, you hit him in the other wing, ripping a huge hole in both of its wings.
Yeah.
He is definitely taken aback. He is hurt.
Good.
All right, his turn. He's going to beak attack you. He's mad. All right, that's going to be a total of 23.
Yeah, that hits.
Okay. All right, let's roll damage. That's a 9, and then he's going to multi-attack.
9 damage.
12 on the second hit?
Miss.
Okay.
1.
All right, so he comes down with the beak, gets you in the other shoulder. Doesn't quite hurt as bad as the last time, and then he tries to hit you again with the beak. It misses.
Sweet.
Your turn.
Well, I have 3 attacks. Should I just roll all 3 again?
Roll your first one. He actually has a reaction now that's going to kick in. Roll your attacks, see if any are successful.
First one's a 16 with advantage.
Okay. Yeah, that'll hit. So roll a con save of 13. Just this greenish cloud, the stink cloud, comes from him.
9. Fuck.
Okay. So you have temporary memory loss.
Oh.
Cannot attack this round.
Dang.
It's going to last for 3 rounds, so you're going to have to make a con save for the next 2 rounds to see if you can attack or not.
Damn, you got me.
he did the fart cloud to erase your memories. His turn, he's going to beak attack you again. First one is 16.
That hits.
Second one. A nat 1. Total of 10 damage, but you take half, so 5. And then he goes to peck you a second time, and it just completely whiffs. He hits the ground, and he's kind of stunned, because he just hit asphalt with his face.
Maybe he was expecting me to move, but I have memory loss right now, so...
You don't know what's happening. Your turn, cowboy. Go and roll your con save if you want to do an attack.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. Con save. Nat 1.
You just kind of stand there like you're holding the SpongeBob Orb of Confusion, like, duh. You can move. You can do another action. You just can't attack.
I don't really want to move. Yeah, I think that's all I'm going to do. All
right. You're just going to stand there and just kind of confusedly make sure he doesn't get away.
Yeah.
Perfect. All right. His turn. He wants you dead. You hurt him. He can't really fly away. His wings are pretty tore up, so he wants to make sure he finishes you off. So he's going to multi-attack again with his beak. That's a 9. I'm switching dice. I want to kill you. And that's a 13.
My AC is 13, so...
Okay, that meets. All right. The first one, or the second one, goes through. That's 11 damage, so you're still enraged. They'll take half of that.
Half 11, and 6.
Yep.
Right? Whew. Uh-oh.
So... First one misses. He's just kind of, he expects you to kind of dodge and move around, but you're just standing your ground like a fool. And the second one, he kind of gets privy to it and sinks his beak into your thigh. Your turn. Last turn that you're affected by this cloud. So roll if you want to attack for the con save.
Constitution, go. I rolled. Oh my God. The first one I rolled a 9. The second one I rolled an 8. God damn.
Ooh. All right. Yeah, you don't understand what an axe is right now. You still have your turn. You can move around or do a bonus action if you want, but...
Nah, I'm going to press him. I'm going to stay here.
His turn? He's going for blood. He's going to try to hit your eyes. He wants you dead.
But I have the sunglasses on.
18?
Yeah, that hit.
18, all right. Second attack is 11, so that'll miss.
Yes.
That is 9 damage, so you'll take half of that, 5.
Ooh-wee. All of a sudden, there's a close fight. Spent 3 moves not doing anything.
How's Cord looking?
I'm still in double digits, barely.
Okay, your turn. He came down, hit you in the face with his beak. Your sunglasses managed to, like, save you from losing an eye, but they are broken.
Good. I only have a few turns of rage left now. Yeah, can I move now? Is that...
Yeah, you can do whatever you want now. The stink cloud has kind of gone away.
It's time to swing. I use my massive axe. I roll a 19 on the first attack.
That definitely hits.
Should I roll all 3?
Yeah, let's just do all 3. Let's do the other 2 here.
Advantage gives me 16 on the second.
That'll hit.
Nat 20 on the last.
Okay. Okay. He's definitely dead. Go and roll your damage dice. And for the natural 20, don't forget to roll twice.
So, that's a lot of dice. Hoo-wee! Let me do math real quick.
If you get over 12, you kill him. I'll just say that.
Okay. Here's how I want to do this. If he's dying, I'm going to take the first one. And I'm going to swing at his leg. Then I'm going to take it. I'm going to spin around and hit him in the second leg, right? Mm-hmm. Then I'm going to whip around to the back, and it's German suplex time. Woo! Critical hit.
Nice. Yeah, you finish him off with a German suplex, and as he takes his last breath, you notice the power restores to the town. You are just in your car. Like, nothing happened. You're not hurt at all. You notice that the gas has still pumped. The gas pumper is still in your car. It's as if you just kind of took a nap the second you started to pump your gas.
Okay, that's weird.
And all is well in the world. You're still sweaty from your event, and gas is filled up, and you're ready to go on to the next town.
I'm going to take the water that I just bought and chug half of it, and then get out of the car and just pour the other half on my face and go, what? What was that?
All right. Cord has successfully beaten Cryptid. Cord versus Cryptid. 1-0.
Oh, man. That was close.
Was it close?
Well, yeah. Yeah.
That resistance saved you there.
Yeah, that third round, I was going, oh, good thing I remembered I had resistance to everything physical, essentially. Because, holy Jesus, I would have been dead. Thank you, Rage.
All right. I guess I'll hand it back over to you, Kiki, little Miss Queen of Everything.
I'm going to make them a lot harder next time.
A lot harder? I barely made it.
That reaction, though, I was waiting for that. I'm like, come on. Mind eraser, come on.
Oh, man, that sucked.
You're not going to win. I'm disappointed that you didn't, that you're still alive.
Wow. It would have been easy mode if that mind eraser wasn't there.
All right, well, Logan, thank you for being part of the very first Cord versus Cryptid, and you were there at the birth of this whole thing, too, so this is really cool.
Oh, yeah.
Listeners, you can find Logan on one of his soon-to-be 3 podcasts, horror and paranormal podcast Sleep With The Light On, the TTRPG podcast I mentioned already, Lost Legends, Tales of Thurn, and the one that's coming out very soon, and I'm excited for, Godzilla Destroy All Podcasts. And, I'm also planning Cord versus Kaiju in the future.
Oh. Yeah! Give me a Megazord.
We should totally do that.
That'd be fun. Cord, you're going to fight like King Caesar and lose to like a one and done Kaiju.
Yeah. Yo, my favorite Kaiju was a one and done, so.
Who's your favorite Kaiju?
Hedera.
Oh, okay. All right.
Sludge Monster.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot of people's favorites. I don't see it. I'm not a fan of the Sludge Monster.
I mean, the movie was just so trippy. It was beautiful. I liked the movie. It was a funny movie.
For those interested, I created the stat block for the creature today. The art for our cards is going to be produced by Chris Stone Art, as usual. The digital art / stat card is available for those Patreon members who signed up for the $3 or higher level. We will also have t-shirts with the art available on it in our Teespring store. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you next month for another installment of Cord versus Cryptid, and I don't know who that's going to be yet, so it's going to be a blast. And Logan, you get the digital content for free for being part of today's episode.
Hell yeah.
We also have something special coming for you two down the road, so yay.
I'm excited to wrestle more monsters.
Thank you for joining us for this installment of Cord versus Cryptid. All sound effects were provided by freesound.org, under Creative Commons licensing. Music was provided by Psychotic Refuge of Alabama. You can follow them on Bandcamp and TikTok. Other music provided by Jesse Spillane of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. You can find Jesse's work on Free Music Archive and Bandcamp.